breakups, better drivers,
and maybe a little brighter.
Are women better than men?
Who tolerates pain better?
Ah! At just about everything.
No! No! Men get hit by lightning more than women.
So we are number one at something.
The surprising results.
I'm the better driver.
You test your driving skills around a tree.
Just in case NASCAR calls, you'll be ready.
This is going to be a changing day in your life.
Have a good show, everybody. Here we go.
If it matters to you, that's what I want to talk about.
Are you ready to move?
Let's do it. Now, you've all heard the saying, anything men can do, women can do better, right? Well, that's what we're talking about today, actually. We have split our audience. Women on one side. Let me hear it from you guys. And men on the other. We're going to be talking about driving, to cooking, to tolerating pain. There are those who say women do it better. In fact, some research says women even have better memories. So we asked comedian Kate Rigg to put that theory to the test this morning with our audience. Take a look at what happened.
Okay, we're here with Derek and Melanie. I'm going to show you a few objects, and we're going to see which one of you remembers them better. Okay, you got 10 seconds. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. What is in the bottom right-hand corner?
I don't know.
There are two black and white objects. What are they?
One was a cat. I don't remember the other.
What color is the pen?
I don't remember.
One object is green. What is it?
Check mark.
It's in the bottom right-hand corner.
Magnifying glass.
Blue.
Chocolate.
She got everything right. Everything, everything, everything.
Yay!
One object is green. What is it?
The pen.
Check mark. Correct. What is in the bottom right-hand corner?
A basketball.
Magnifying glass.
What flavor is the cake?
Vanilla.
Chocolate.
What's in the center of the picture?
Oh.
There's a heart.
How many objects are there?
8.
10.
What color is the pen?
Green.
Everything was wrong. One object is green. What is it?
Check mark.
What color is the pen?
Blue and black. Chocolate. Black. Red.
What is the name of the cat?
Mishka.
He got everything right. He even knew the cat's name. But that's because they're not married yet. That's why.
That's true.
Yeah.
After marriage, you don't remember anything.
You won't remember anything.
Well, some of you already met comedian Kate Rigg this morning, so welcome, Kate. Thanks for being here. Now, my good friend Dan Abrams is also here to talk about his new book, Man Down. He says women are better than men at just about everything, including memory. What are you, a turncoat or something?
Yeah, I know.
What is up with this?
You know, I looked at it like a lawyer. And I looked at the evidence.
All right,
study
all
after
right,
study
all right.
Shows that women have better memories.
All right, well, Corey, you and Megan stand up. Okay, now, Corey, how many did you get right?
I think I just got one right.
I don't think you got any right. I guess you don't remember.
I guess not.
And Megan, how many did you get right?
I got them all right.
You got them all right.
Yeah.
So you're kidding.
Yes.
So, James, where are you and Ashley? You actually got everything right, true?
True.
It's the only guy out of all of you that took this that got them all right. Okay, now, are you surprised that you got them all right?
Yep.
Yeah. Work with me here, will you? Come on. I need some arrogance. Sit down. You got to sit down. Okay. Are women really better than men at almost everything? We sent one man and one woman to do battle on the streets. Take a look.
Hey, it's me, Kathleen Madigan. I'm at the Farmer's Market, and we're going to talk to people about claims women are better at many, many things.
My name is Kirk Fox. Here's what I know. It's not fair, and I'm going to prove it.
I don't even think the questions are necessary.
I'm going to talk to people, and I'm going to find out the truth.
Who do you think is better at driving?
I'm going to go with the men.
Really?
Yes.
Women, of course. Girls are just better at everything.
Why do you think then all of NASCAR is men?
That's just going around a circle and on track. That's not driving in and out of traffic.
They do say that women are better drivers than men.
No, not at all. Women drive with their eyes closed. No.
You ever seen a girl reverse park?
No, I've never seen a girl reverse park because I don't think they can, correct?
There you go.
Are you a good driver?
Yeah, I think I'm a good driver.
Now, you made a face when she said she's a good driver. So she's a bad driver.
She's a scary driver.
Who do you think is better at giving and getting directions, men or women?
Women.
Women.
Women. Men don't ask.
If you got lost, would you stop and ask?
Yes, I would stop and probably ask a man.
Even if you got yourself lost and you're a guy,
I
need to double down on stupid.
You think women across the board are better than men?
I have to say, some of the best bosses I've ever worked for have been women.
Clearly, she's wearing the pants in this family, even though they're a little short, but that's because it rains a lot in Seattle.
Is there anything else you can think of that women are better than men?
Yes, cooking, cleaning.
What are you, from a time capsule?
No. Women take less time to get dressed than men.
Now, I've got a house full of three girls, so I definitely deny that.
Who do you think's more likely to get struck by lightning, a man or a woman?
I actually knew a woman who got struck by lightning, and she had one big problem that she wouldn't have had if she were a man.
What was that?
Underwire.
Wow, in the bra.
Yeah.
Okay, after being out here all day, I do think that women are just better and maybe a little brighter, but apparently the men don't care. So that's the good news.
Well, my street warriors are here. Comedian and actor Kurt Fox is here, and comedian Kathleen Madigan. The book we're talking about is Dan Abrams' book, Man Down. I'm going to read the rest of this title. Proof beyond a reasonable doubt that women are better cops, drivers, gamblers, spies, world leaders, beer tasters, hedge fund managers, and just about everything else.
That's the book.
I just don't get it.
It's my new favorite book.
Yeah, I suspect so. So what do you think, Kirk?
Well, I burnt mine after I read it.
Did you?
I just feel that the women didn't need any more ammunition against us.
Yeah.
And that's what this book has, is the ammo. Yeah, it's got the research and the studies right there.
So why are women better? Because you really believe that.
Well, some of it. The driving thing, I can't. I mean, for me to ride in a car with my mother, I literally have to have a bag over my head, an iPhone. I can't. She's horrific. I mean, 2 years ago, she stopped making left turns. Period. She ruled it out. And then she said, UPS doesn't either. There's facts backing it, Kathleen. Don't make left turns. How do you not do that your entire life? I don't agree with the driving. Some of it, the memory, of course. I mean, women, yeah. I don't even know why men bother to fight with us.
But why are women better
memory? It's ridiculous. I have files from 1974 I can pull out on your ass. You won't even know what happened.
We decide what we want to remember. That's all there is to it.
But that's nothing. That's only three things.
Sometimes you don't want to remember everything.
But on the driving one, why would the insurance companies, on average, charge 7% less for women than for men?
Because it may mean we have less accidents, but it doesn't mean we're better.
That is profiling is what that is.
No question about it.
Do you think women are better drivers?
You know, I think all women except for my mom are better drivers. Because she's looking over her shoulder yelling at me, why aren't you in medical school and not looking at the road?
You say that 77% more men.
70%.
77%.
See, he didn't even remember that.
You see this? They're already jumping on me. Yeah. Stick with me. Occasionally stick with me. You say 77% more men die in traffic fatalities.
At the wheel.
But you do not mention that 90% of the accidents are caused by women that men die in.
I don't think you're getting it.
Stick with me, guys.
Okay, Kirk, I got crickets over here.
Yeah. That's
I got crickets over here. All right, we're going to be asking all of you in the audience for your opinions throughout the show, and you'll all be voting with your Padgett gadgets, so get them ready. Dan says women tolerate pain better than men. We're going to talk about that next, but first, I want to know what you think. Ladies first, who tolerates pain better, men or women? Press 1 for men and 2 for women. Now, it's only the women voting now.
Don't forget, guys, don't vote. What was the question?
Right. We don't stand a chance.
All right, let's look at the results. Women say 85%. You really think you're better with pain than men. All right, men, it's your turn. Get your Padgett gadgets ready. Who do you think tolerates pain better, men or women? Press 1 for men, 2 for women.
Think about childbirth while you're doing it.
This is not an essay. Mr. Lawyer's making the closing argument up here. Are you kidding me? All right, let's see the results. All right. men say 75% men. All right, next I'm putting one man to the pain test. Kirk Fox, I'm looking at you. We'll be right back.
They say that a woman is better with a hammer. Do you believe that?
Not at all. I'm very good with a hammer. I hit my thumb every single time.
You show a lot of pain because he says that women tolerate pain more.
They definitely tolerate pain more. My wife just gave birth. I couldn't handle that kind of pain.
Tomorrow on an all-new Dr. Phil. Both of these women...
You made a choice between having this child and keeping your boyfriend.
...have a secret regret.
I regret that you're my dad.
She never knew her father.
Are you sorry she contacted you?
I knew the day was going to come.
Now, all her questions...
Why in 20 years have you not reached out to her?
...will be answered.
You have said, I truly believe that Kelsey isn't mine.
That's tomorrow.
Joining us now is our GMA legal analyst, Dan Abrams.
Two key things we're seeing here. Number one, the defense is going to go for evidence tampering. And number two, the cause of death. Meaning, how do we know that she was actually killed, they'll argue. Those are going to be, I think, some of the key points of the defense.
If the authorities have the right person here, this was classic police work. To look at the security cameras, to talk to the neighbors, to examine the footprints, to look at the types of wounds, etc. They start to say, you know what? This just doesn't add up.
Well, that was Dan Abrams in his new role as legal analyst for ABC's Good Morning America. Now, he's also the author of Man Down. I would not have expected this from you, Dan. He's joined by comedians Kate Rigg, Kathleen Madigan, and Kirk Fox.
Honestly,
you read some research that got you
onto this. This book was, in a way, an accident, which is that I happened to come across the...
It was an accident.
Bad accident. Yeah.
Look,
the truth is, though, that this book is more credible, I think, coming from a man. I think if a woman had written this book, some guys would just say, of course.
Did a woman force you to write this?
No,
be honest.
No one forced me to write this.
Well, did a woman help? How did you remember all this? Did you
Did
you have a female editor?
I had a female researcher and I had a female editor. And they were both very helpful in the process.
Will you agree that most of your surveys were done in foreign countries that we can't research?
Some of the studies were from foreign countries.
Estonia? Yeah. Does that even exist?
There was one study from Albania, but it was. But nevertheless,
I rest my case. This is America.
It was
right about America
study.
Too, though. There are some uniquely painful experiences that women say they endure, such as childbirth being the obvious, right? But then there's something else that I've never gotten, and that's waxing. Okay. I don't get what is up with waxing. First you get burned, then you get ripped. Now, since Kirk thinks anything a woman can do, he can at least do. So I thought I would volunteer him to see how he holds up to some hot wax. Do you want a leg?
I want a leg.
Or a wing? Do you want a leg?
The left leg.
My left leg is my better side.
Underarm might be good.
Okay, underarm. Can we have your leg up here, please? You'll do anything for your art, right? For your craft?
That was my father's sock, if anyone's interested.
That sock doesn't even almost match anything you're wearing.
It doesn't matter.
No.
So I guess when I dressed quick, I was done before them.
You say men take longer to get ready than women. That's what I didn't get.
Right. So there was a 2,000-person study done in England, and on average, the men took 83 minutes, and on average, the women took 79 minutes.
I have never spent 83 minutes getting ready for anything. So how long does it take me to get ready? I mean, because seriously, I get in the shower, I get out, I shake like a dog to get the water off of me. I get dressed and go, right?
Well, you don't have to do your hair, so that cuts a lot of time.
Now, that was cheap.
It's true, though. Sad, but true.
Dr. Phil, you see how they are? They attack. I will say that wax is a little hot.
You pay people to do this.
All of our bodies.
I tend to tell.
Yes, yes.
Now, will this make me a better swimmer?
Yes.
I swim in circles? Maybe you should do both legs.
It's happening, it's happening, it's
okay,
happening.
Okay, now Kathleen goes, is going to tear goes. This
yes,
off.
Everyone look away.
Yeah. Oh. Can you do it real slow?
No, that will hurt more. You ready?
I'm at peace.
You ready?
the other way.
I'm going this way.
Yeah, that
way.
Whoa, don't go up too high.
All right. Do you want a countdown or do you want me to shock
you? We got a countdown from three. Oh my God! Oh, oh no!
Oh
no!
That's the best book I've ever read.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get to. Can I take this home?
Oh, that is so nasty.
Nobody wants that.
My mustache doesn't even like to see that.
That is wrong at so many levels. That is wrong at so many levels. All right, we have one more way to test pain tolerance of men and women. And that's ice water. So bring out the ice.
He's still in pain. Look at him.
Most of it's mental.
This is like a Japanese game show. Come on.
We're going to put Dan and Kate to the test. Okay. So you got to put your hand in the ice water.
Can we put my leg in there first?
And we're going to see who can hold it in there the longest. All right. One, two, three.
Well, I don't care what it takes, Kate.
I'm going to win.
I don't care if your hand falls off.
Don't worry.
We are here to prove your point.
Dr. Phil, anyone tuning in now, they'll just think I'm lazy with my leg up. What's on TV?
Look at me. She's not even sweating. Yeah, and you look like...
It hurts a lot.
It's not good. Yeah.
Does that hurt?
Kate, keep the Asian hate
hurts. Yeah.
Come on, you can do this.
It hurts more than I thought it was going to hurt. It hurts a lot more than I thought it was
going to
hurt.
Does it bother you?
Ow.
It hurts, but I'm not going to lose.
I'll even drink. So, I'll hold his hand in if I have to.
Yeah.
I'll hold her hand in.
I'll drink that afterwards.
Seriously, dude.
Look at him. He is white knuckled on a chair, and she's looking at her nails over here.
Kate's feet aren't moving.
Yeah, no, I'm admitting I am in I'm in significant pain.
Dan, you look like you are hurting.
Yeah, no,
tough it out for us.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna wait. Kate.
I'm hoping that my hand is just gonna get numb.
Yeah. I don't think she's gonna quit.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
Hopefully you won't be able to write another book.
Yeah. You know, it feels better than it did about 30 seconds ago. Yeah. I get the feeling.
It's called frostbite.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to give it another minute.
No, you're not.
We're going to watch this during the break. What? Next, a man who has spent his entire life surrounded by nothing but women. He's also the genius behind some of the world's biggest hits. We're watching the ice. We'll be right back.
The first page of a book never tells the full story. And those news alerts and headlines, like the ones we get on our phones, don't even scratch the surface of what the story is really all about. Stories are like people, multi-layered and complex. It takes some digging to find the truth, but when we find it, it can change our world. We like to dig. The news on Merritt Street, Essential Television.
Ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Keep it simple.
I'm making the promo.
Just keep it simple. Just say, hey, we're the Brav Bros, two guys that talk about Bravo.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're the Brav Bros.
No.
Oh.
Dude, stop with the voice. Just keep it simple.
I've seen promos on TV, dude. This is how you get the fans engaged. This is how you get listeners. We're trying to get listeners here. If we just say, oh, we're two dudes that talk about Bravo, people are going to get tired of it already. We need some oomph.
All right, then fine. Let's try to do it with your voice.
Brav Bros.
Good job.
Well, we've been talking to author Dan Abrams and comedians Kurt Fox, Kate Rigg, and Kathleen Madigan about Dan's new book, Man Down. Now, they are in an ice test here for pain. Rate your pain.
It was at about 8.5. It's now gone down to about, I think that I'm now enduring some level of frostbite.
Okay, and where would you put it? He was 8.5?
Mine's high. Mine's like a 9.5, but I'm not going to lose.
All right. I'm going to declare this a tie so you don't get frostbite. You can pull your hands.
Oh, yeah.
My next guest knows women better than just about anyone. He is a good friend of mine. He has got six sisters. He's got five daughters. You know him as the Hitman, and he's back for round two. Take a look.
The Hitman himself, David Foster.
Woo! What a night!
When we had done The Hitman, the response was so great, it exceeded, I think, everyone's expectations. For the second Hitman, I had to dig a little deeper. When people see the final show, I think they're going to be thrilled. I know I am.
Welcome legendary music producer David Foster and his fiancée, Yolanda Hadid. All right. You have women all around you.
I do.
You have six sisters?
I have six sisters, five daughters, three ex-wives, new one coming, hopefully not an ex.
No, just not a new ex.
Two stepdaughters, a very strong mother. I know one thing for sure, 100%, without a shadow of a doubt. Women are smarter than men.
Why do you say that?
There's more to it than that. Women are more manipulative than men. Men are dogs, women are cats, okay? Basically, men are dogs. You just feed us, get us you say that on the show?
Well, you did.
And scratch our belly, and we're good to go. Women are like cats. You rub their fur the wrong way, they go crazy. They don't come when they're called. They got claws. It's like, you know.
Gotta give them catnip.
How do you put up with this?
He's just goofing off.
We are very, very compatible, Yolanda and I, because she's a detail freak as well, and we're very complimentary. And Yolanda is a very strong woman, but she has made a pledge, and it's just her nature, she's European, that in the house, the man is king, and that works for me.
Yeah.
Right?
I'd like to move in there as well.
What was it like growing up with six sisters?
Well, it was great, and honestly, I was always made to feel special. My sisters, I have a great family. All six of my sisters are incredible. They treat me well. They always treated me like a king, and I was like the golden boy in the household. I mean, who wouldn't like that?
And five daughters.
Five daughters is a different story. you know, I've been where, if you have young children, my children are all grown now. I've been where you're going. It's not pretty, but you do get there. And my daughters are great, but not without a little, you know.
So how's he do with your daughters?
He's incredible. That's why I want to marry him, because he's so good with my children.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
And that's important.
That's very important. Right. I don't think it wouldn't work any other way.
We should explain. You should explain about the king thing in the house. I mean, you have that all organized in your brain.
He keeps wanting to go back to the king thing in the house.
Right.
You love that, don't you?
But you do it in a very loving way. It's like...
No, I mean, for me, you know, I don't think... With the question about a man smarter than women, I don't think so. You know, I think we're all equal. But like in our relationship in the house, that for me, my man is king, and he loves that. But maybe it's a European thing, or it's just the way I, you know, feel is great for our relationship.
Oh, it makes sense to me. I think
it's...
Or depending on what kind of king you are, what are your demands? I mean, if you're Saddam Hussein, I'm not into it.
Yeah.
I mean, but if you're a nice king,
if you're the king, maybe. He's a good king.
Are you king of your household? Phil?
Robin? Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Until he comes home.
Well, no, actually.
Yes.
Actually, we kind of have a division of labor. And I guess I'm kind of old-fashioned in this, that I think that the home is her domain, because she loves that. Right. And she designs, and she decorates, and she fixes, and I enjoy.
Yeah.
All right, Dan's book also showed evidence that women are better drivers than men. So we ask our viewers to take a poll at drphil.com. The question we asked was, who makes better drivers, men or women? And here are the results. 57% said women are better drivers, and 43% said men are better drivers.
This one is not debatable, all right? The bottom line is that men get in more accidents, they drunk drive more often, they die more at the wheel, and their insurance rates are higher as a result of it. I mean, that's just a fact.
That's because they forgot they were drunk when they got in the car to drive home.
Yeah. So we are number one at something.
God, there's nowhere to run. All right, next, one young couple fighting over the driver's seat. We'll be right back.
So my fiancé thinks he's a better driver than me. Baby, I'm sorry, but I'm a much better driver than you.
She just doesn't have the right driving methods.
Thank you.
On Oops the Podcast, join me, comedian Giulio Gallerati, as I examine everyday life, the mistakes, the bad decisions, the goals, the jokes, the social engagements, and all things in between. I'm joined every week by producer and personal confidant Ryan Lynch, various other comedians, for witty, candid, and intoxicating conversation. Our listeners love Oops for its sophisticated banter, aka your mom could listen, and many feel like they're in the room with us chopping it up with old pals. You can find every episode of the show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube.
What do you think is more likely to get struck by lightning, a man or a woman?
Oh, for sure a man.
Why are you saying a man?
I don't know. They're just idiots sometimes and tend to get caught in the rain when they shouldn't be.
Who do you think is better at handling a breakup?
For sure the guy.
I would say guys too.
Wrong!
Really?
Women.
Wow.
Yeah. Why do you think the guys?
It's like Tarzan and Jane. Tarzan's the guy who always gets the food, man. Jane was sitting back smoking grapes.
Well, that was reaction to Dan Abrams' new book, which is called Man Down. Now, Dan says women are better than men at most things, including breakups. Now, we've been talking to Dan Abrams, David Foster, his fiancée Yolanda, and comedians Kirk Fox, Kate Rigg, and Kathleen Madigan. Now, Tony, what do you think? You say men are just better at driving because what?
Well, me personally, you know, I think we just pay attention more. I mean, most of the time, guys are, you know, on the road a lot more because of different fields, driving trucks and,
all right,
you know, that kind of thing.
Now let's talk about breakups. Men are better at breakups?
I believe so, because we're stronger emotionally.
Oh, my God.
He's right.
Because men are stronger emotionally.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think men are built to be strong. They're built to handle many different types of situations. So you can move on a lot faster, I feel like, than a woman can.
Now, the research just doesn't support that.
That's right. And there's a specific reason for it, which is that when a couple gets together, a man tends to forget about his friends. And he tends to turn to that partner as his number one person. And women keep their circle of friends. And so when a breakup starts to occur, women have this group of people to turn to talk to about what they're going through, while men do not. And that makes it harder for men to endure a breakup than for women.
What do you think? You said men are better at breakups.
Well, I think that because I do tend to agree with that, you know, females tend to get more emotionally involved in the relationship. So I think women are better at breakups, but I think it's, you know, because we tend to put other people first as opposed to a man tends to think of only himself.
Okay, let me ask you guys something. Do you think it's easier being a man or would it be easier being a woman?
I think it's easier being a man.
Why?
I just think that women have more hurdles to overcome. I mean, you see, look, one of the reasons that the book shows that women endure pain more is because they suffer more pain throughout their lifetimes. And as a result, they can endure pain more. And I think that that's just a reality.
What do you think?
And it's tough to be a woman.
Well,
it's a man's world. I think that still applies. The hunting and gathering, I mean, I know it's been millions of years. It's been around for millions of years for a reason. That's the way it should work.
Do y'all think it's easier being a woman or being a man?
Being a man. I mean, look at them. There's not a lot going on. I love being a woman.
Until I got waxed.
he's still thinking about the waxing. He hasn't heard anything since.
So, I'm not balanced
he's
right now.
He's drifting out. There's tears in his eyes.
But we love being a woman.
I'm much better.
But see, you guys are harder on each other.
Not really.
Women are harder on each other. You do things that men don't do. You never see a man walk up with a new haircut to his buddies and say, "Notice anything different?" You never see that.
Dr. Phil, I've done that.
No, you never see that.
But you guys don't think about any of that. You know, we are much more...
It's easier, because you don't think about it.
Exactly.
Well, I know, but we can go see each other. We don't have to bring a little gift when we stop by.
You guys don't think about anything. My father's had the same haircut since he was 4, and he's like, "I found a good one and I kept it." I mean, that's all the thoughts. He's never going to get another haircut. It's just that simple.
What do we talk about when Phil and I go out to dinner? What do you think we talk about?
Nothing. Food.
Work. Do you talk about work?
Food.
I bet you part with.
Do not tell them what we talk about.
I know.
I wasn't going to get the answer.
Okay. Do women make better drivers? My next guests are on opposite sides of the road on this one. Take a look.
So my fiancé thinks he's a better driver than me. He dogs his cars, spins donuts in the yard. He acts foolish.
How can Nicole possibly think she's a better driver than me? She drives slow, like a grandma.
just doesn't have the right driving method.
Baby, I'm sorry, but I'm a much better driver than you.
She takes forever to stop, and when she does stop, all she does is punch the gas and make me fly back in my seat holding on for my life.
Tickets? Wrecks? And my fiancé thinks he's a better driver than me? I don't think so.
I'll admit, I've had more traffic tickets than her, but I've only had four. Everybody's had a traffic ticket. Come on. I'm the better driver.
All right, Justin, do you feel safe with her?
No, sir.
Because you looked scared when you were talking about that.
Oh, I'm scared.
So, are you reckless?
No, he's reckless.
Really?
He speeds, texts, and he doesn't pay attention. Oh. I'm very conscious.
Oh, throwing you under the bus here. You don't text and drive, do you?
Occasionally.
No, you don't want to do that. Yeah. You don't want to do that. You need to stop that. She ratted you out.
Yeah, I know.
I want you to go sit on that side now.
Yeah, that's not good. Do you feel safe with him driving?
Sometimes, until he wants to play.
Yeah, what's up with driving around a tree?
Oh, I just like just to test my driving skills.
You test your driving skills around a tree?
Yes, sir.
Just in case NASCAR calls, and they're like, oh my God, we don't have a driver this weekend, you'll be ready? Who would do that? Really?
This is the reason men get hit by lightning more than women as well. It is. Why do men get hit? Why are 82% of lightning strikes on men rather than women? Because the man wants to either go play that extra round of golf, even though there's a thunderstorm coming, or he wants to fix that thing on the roof, even though he knows that there's a big storm. Men are more reckless. That's the bottom line.
So why?
And this applies to driving as well.
If women are so much better, why are all the NASCAR drivers men?
Look at Danica Patrick. I mean, she's an incredible driver, but not a lot of women maybe get the opportunity to participate.
Or not a lot of women would have the desire to drive in a circle 250 times.
I would like to actually go somewhere. Why don't we drive from Denver to Phoenix, honey? Wouldn't that be something instead of a circle?
According to Dan's book, Man Down, women also make better police officers. We're going to talk about that next. But first, get your pageant gadgets ready. Who makes a better police officer, men or women? Press 1 for men and 2 for women. All right, let's see the results. Oh, 75% say men, 25% women. Your book says different.
Right.
But next, we're going to talk to a former female highway patrol officer. You might be surprised what she has to say.
Tomorrow on an all-new Dr. Phil. She never knew her father.
Why in 20 years have you not reached out to her?
Now, all her questions will be answered.
You have said, I believe that Kelsey isn't mine.
That's tomorrow.
Closed captioning provided by... If you would like to purchase a tape or transcripts of your favorite Dr. Phil show, please log on to drphil.com or call 866-4-DR-PHIL. That's 866-437-7445. 866-437-7445.
Over the years that I've been driving, I've been pulled over a number of times. I have noticed a definite pattern that I can say I've experienced with 100% accuracy. All the male officers that have pulled me over have let me off with a warning, whereas all of the women officers have given me tickets. That's my experience. The female cops are always the ones that give me tickets. So, are women better at being patrol officers than men? I don't know, but I personally would rather they not.
Well, in his new book, Man Down, Dan Abrams says women are better at being police officers. Now, we're also joined by David Foster, his fiancée Yolanda, and comedians Kurt Fox, Kate Rigg, and Kathleen Madigan. Now, you say you think women would be better.
Yeah, I think so.
What?
A beautiful woman, I think you can smooth a cop, a guy cop. I think at some point you can break them down. And I think a woman... No, it's nothing to do with good or bad. I think a woman, when we're like said to, you know, you're going to get a ticket,
that's right. Women are less corruptible. I mean, there are cities around the world now which are hiring women to become police officers because their police forces are so corrupt.
Estonia?
No, not in Estonia, but in Russia is one of them. that there are cities in Russia where they are now. Look, the bottom line is the U.S. police forces aren't that corrupt that you have to literally say, we have to go, our situation is so bad. So
a survey in Detroit.
That we have to go find women. And men and women are better at defusing violent situations.
Well, Heidi is a former highway patrol officer, but that doesn't mean her votes go to the women. Take a look.
Hi, Dr. Phil. I'm a retired California Highway Patrol officer, and I have to disagree with Dan Abrams on this one. I learned firsthand that few women have the drive and focus to do the job right. There were a lot of women I just didn't want to work with because they were either too emotional or too small to get the job done. The worst part was when it came time to hit the pavement and wrestle someone into a pair of handcuffs, some of my fellow female officers would just stand by and watch. I actually had to look up and ask for help. I'd be like, hello, get your butt down here and help me out. This isn't an episode of Cops. I'm sorry, Dan, but women aren't always better at everything.
Okay, so Heidi, you would rather partner with a male officer if you were going to partner with somebody?
Well, yes, Dr. Phil, I would say that because, you know, there's no black and white in anything, but when it comes down to really, when you're trusting your life to someone, I would think about, am I literally going to trust my life to them? And honestly, there weren't that many women that I would say, yeah, I'll work graveyards with you, because that happened to me numerous times where I was literally rolling around looking up and she's watching. And I'm thinking, badge, gun, help.
Yeah. You think a guy would jump in there and help out? And
I can say in my personal experience, I was never in a fight where a guy did not just jump in. And that's all agencies, because I worked in the Bay Area, so we worked with police and sheriff and highway patrol. But there were numerous times when the women would sit back, and it was almost like they were watching to see what would happen.
Do you think that women were able to defuse violent situations better? Because that's one of the things in the book, that, and I'm just curious as to from your personal experience.
Absolutely. I would say yes, and I'm glad you brought that up, because the guys used to tease me. They would say, well, how did you get that guy into handcuffs? Or what did you do to get him to jail? Honestly, I'd say anything. I think I'm engaged to like four drunks. Yeah. Really, it's like,
and
you know.
And so am I.
Not for the same reasons.
Yeah, but they keep sobering up, and then you got to get you another one, right? Yeah. All right, next, do women make better doctors? We're going to talk about that when we come back. DrPhil.com, brought to you in part by...
Inventors, do you have an idea for an invention or a new product? InventHelp can help you try to patent your idea and submit it to companies. Call today for your free information.
Travel consideration provided by...
Hey, you, your muffin top showing. Mega Tea Green Tea's thermogenic action will help you lose your muffin top. Come on, lose your muffin top with Mega Tea.
But we're talking about things that women do better than men, and Dan Abrams says that the female sex also makes better doctors. So we ask one of the best to join us. Lisa Masterson is the co-host of TV's Emmy Award-winning daytime show, The Doctors. Take a look.
We're going to give you the ladies' insight, right? The secrets to how to deal with these crazy, crazy, crazy men. This PMS smoothie is backed up by research. Make sure that you use cucumbers. Put away that tequila.
Jimmy boy.
And get a shot of wheatgrass.
Cheers.
We're going to go set up some tents and try and help the people. Her blood pressure is 173 over 96. We got to get her to the hospital. We're doing the first OBGYN residency program in Africa.
Keep on dead.
When you deliver a baby, it's just a special feeling every time, every place.
I want to applaud you for all that you do.
Well, as we say, Dr. Lisa Masterson is one of the co-hosts of The Doctors, and you do a great job on that show. I know everybody watches.
Thank you.
So, who makes better doctors, men or women?
Well, you might be surprised at what I'd have to answer to that, given the fact that I'm tussling with those three male doctors every day on the television. But I really think it's about, you know, what's in here and what's in here. I'm all about equality, and I've seen some male doctors who are phenomenal as OBGYNs, and I've seen some, you know, female doctors who are obviously phenomenal, but also who are, you know, colder than an iceberg sometimes, too. So it really depends on, you know, how you feel with the patient, how you empathize with them. I think that brings another level because we're all well-trained, you know, here in the U.S. We're all really well-trained as OBGYNs. And, you know, once you've passed all that, you know, muster mentally, it's really all about what you bring to the table.
Like, how many babies have you delivered, would you guess?
Well, thousands, because I trained at LA County USC, where they used to do about 12 to 15,000 deliveries a year. So lots.
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 And women endure pain.
Women endure lots of pain. But I don't think it's so much about childbirth as about, you know, those maternal instincts. And that's one thing where you guys aren't going to match us. And that's that motherly love. But I don't think men can bring that to the arena.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the energy here, because you're a doctor with a practice, you're a mother, you're co-host of an Emmy Award-winning television show, and you've written a new book called Paper Dollhouse. And when did you write this?
Well, that's, as women, we multitask, don't we? And that's another thing that we are very, very, very excellent at. You know, as we're rocking the babies and writing books and you know, we do something with our left foot. You know, we do it all. We do it all.
We're out getting hit by lightning. You know how hard that is?
Did you write it at nights? Did you write in the mornings? When did you do this?
Nights, weekends, days, anytime, because basically it's a labor of love. It's an homage to my mother, because my mother was really the strength and the force that got me. A lot of people want to know how I became a doctor and how I, you know, came to do all the things I do, and it's all dedicated to my mother because of that strength. You know, my mother was a champion of equal rights, and it's all about not just women, but I really, really want women to shine, because they're devalued in so many other places. We've been devalued a long time in the U.S., but in so many other countries, and to really have women find their power, to empower them and make them sparkle and shine and know all their strengths, because that is the kind of strength that my mother gave me. Not be afraid to be heard. Absolutely not be afraid to be heard.
Do you think your daughters have had an uphill battle? Because they're women?
I think it's difficult for them, especially being in Los Angeles. I worry about them, you know. I think in general, you know, women have to kind of work twice as hard to be taken half as seriously. Mm-hmm. And that is a struggle, but we've come a long way.
Yes, we absolutely have come a long way, and we just have to keep pushing those boundaries.
Yeah, I want to know what all of you at home think about this question. Who makes better doctors, men or women? Go to drphil.com right now and take our poll. All right, I want to thank the entire panel for helping out today. Again, Lisa's book is Paper Dollhouse, and Dan's book is Man Down. Now, David's latest CD, DVD, Hitman Returns, is a follow-up to his 2008 Hitman, David Foster and Friends. And you know I am a fan. I know your music. And you can see David Foster and Friends live at Mandalay Bay Events Center in Las Vegas this fall, October 1st and November 25th. Now, are you going to tell me about this?
All women guests.
No.
Women
sometimes
for free.
You don't tell me when you're doing
something. Yeah, any woman comes in for free. No, yes, I'm going to invite you for sure. You came to my show last year, and it was great to have you in the front row. I gave you a lot of...
You made fun of me.
I made fun of you.
You made fun of me
I made
in
you
the
sing.
Front row.
You made, me sing. The guy cannot sing a note. Watch this. Sing this note.
I'm not doing
sing
it.
This
I'm
note.
Not doing it.
Sing
I'm
this note. La.
La. I can't do it.
That was
Andrea Bocelli.
Good.
You are a hack, because Andrea Bocelli got me to sing a note right. Remember at the dinner table?
Yeah, I remember.
You remember that? At the dinner table,
he
got me absolutely on tone.
It took him the whole dinner to get you to do that.
Well,
we
it was
don't
over
have,
the
we don't have all that time.
Yeah. You can start buying tickets to this in May. We'll be right back. Want to know what's coming up on Dr. Phil? Visit drphil.com and subscribe to our email newsletter. Well, I want to thank all of my guests today, including Dan Abrams, David Foster, thank you for being here. Yolanda, thanks for joining us. Dr. Lisa Masterson, thank you so much. Comedians Kirk Fox, Kate Rigg, and Kathleen Madigan. Everyone in the audience is going home with a copy of Dan Abrams' book, Man Down. And you're also getting David Foster's Hitman Returns CD and DVD. And a compelling and thought-provoking read, Dr. Lisa Masterson's new book, Paper Dollhouse. We're going to see you all. And thank you to Paget Communications for providing the Paget gadgets used for today's show. Thanks for being here, everybody. Thanks a lot. Thanks, guys. Well, I want to thank all of my guests today, including Dan Abrams, David Foster. Thank you for being here. Yolanda, thanks for joining us. Dr. Lisa Masterson, thank you so much. Comedians Kirk Fox, Kate Rigg, and Kathleen Madigan. Everyone in the audience is going home with a copy of Dan Abrams' book, Man Down. And you're also getting David Foster's Hitman Returns CD and DVD. And a compelling and thought-provoking read, Dr. Lisa Masterson's new book, Paper Dollhouse. We're going to see you all. And thank you to Paget Communications for providing the Paget gadgets used for today's show. Thanks for being here, everybody. Thanks a lot. Thanks, guys.